the business plan for Codex. But before we start, seems member for North America would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. As we had a little more time to contemplate the financial and budgetary matter document and think a little more about some of our discussion, I just wanted to put something else out as something we might want to think about. I think most governments right now are having to look for ways to cut costs and become more efficient. I don't think there are very many governments that are not in that situation. So we really can't expect that we're going to be able to get more money for our Codex from WHO and FAO. And I think, like the governments of many of our member countries, perhaps what we have to start doing is thinking of ways, even more ways perhaps, that we can reduce costs. I'm going to make a suggestion that's just one suggestion to look at. That has to do with participation in Codex meetings. I did note when looking at the budget plan that I thought that the travel costs were fairly high, and but just basing on our costs, and we attend all of the committee meetings. But if we looked at something like that, a number of people are going to meetings, are there ways that we can reduce costs? Reduces travel costs. It also means that staff are able to be in the headquarters, the Secretariat headquarters, which means then you have more staff resources to do some of the things that the Secretariat is charged with doing, has to do, preparing documents and doing analyses, the things that the Secretariat is very helpful with. That, as I say, is just one suggestion, but I would propose that the Secretariat do an analysis of expenditures and to consider ways that we can improve efficiencies and that will put the organization in better shape for the future. This, in addition to making the organization work better, also means that it presents a better picture for our two organizations, for FAO and WHO. If they were to decide to give us more money, I think they probably would want to make sure that we had, that we were as efficient as possible. And I guess that's kind of a good lead-in to the business plan.
Would you like? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's sure for the present budget we have tried to put more detail, but we can put further details on the analysis of the cost. And we have tried in this document to explain some of the differences between the different years, and especially that was on the question of printing and translation, etc. But also, as you noted on the question of travel, I would like to draw your attention to what is explained in the document, that the decrease in the cost of travel between 2008 and 2009 was $120,000, and that we have really specified because you can see the difference. So there was already a reduction. There are two things. There are the Codex meetings themselves, and the way it is working is that only two persons paid by the regular program participate in the Codex meetings. When you see that there may be three persons in the list of participants, there are our colleagues who are supported by their national governments, and that's also mentioned in the documents, because we have two staff seconded by governments of Japan and Republic of Korea. Otherwise, as regards the regular program and the permanent staff of the Secretariat, this is only two persons going to the committees. We also try to really reduce participation in some things, as such things as working groups of the committees, because that's really in addition. And also also due to the rules which are now enforced perhaps a little more strictly in FAO on participation in external meetings, that has also been substantially reduced. And we really have to justify, which has always been the case, but there are also some limitation in the number of travel. So you can see on the specific point of travel already the decrease between 2008 and 2009. And, of course, any further analysis of the costs and the breakdown and what could be saved, we will be very pleased to do for the next paper on the budget. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I think FAO would like to have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you also to the member from North America and Southwest Pacific for the proposal for additional cost savings. I think we certainly have been in FAO and WHO, and particularly within the Secretariat, also trying to contain cost and try to reduce the cost through various ways of efficiency savings. And the proposal to look into also the travel cost is something that is sound and definitely need to be looked at carefully. And in particular, some of these what we call graduated, that's if I can put it between quotations, Codex committees, where the National Secretariat has the capacity to provide support to the International Secretariat in producing the report and many other things. I think we have to look into the need for two people to go there. This is something that has implications for what FAO and WHO provide in to Codex in terms of resources, and would certainly be a sign of moving forward for increased efficiency in the use of the resources that are made available to Codex. So it's a good idea. We will try to explore it further. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. The advisor for Northwest Pacific, please.
I'm sorry, microphone for the speaker, please.
No. Use another one. No speaker. Use another one.
Yes, it's working now. We thank the member for North America for raising this issue, and also just now listening to the comments from FAO. The key point that I think we would take out of this is really to emphasize that there is opportunity for the Codex program to utilize and benefit from the resources that are available at the national level to the extent that we can provide. The member for North America indicated, we are all under pressure, but we also at the same time recognize there is opportunity for cooperation and collaborative contribution to achieving the, and there are real opportunities for better and more systematic utilization of resources at the national level. I think most host governments have demonstrated they take their responsibilities very seriously, and there's a real opportunity to develop some synergies. And if some financial gains can be achieved, that's a welcome consequence. Thank you.
Thank you, Advisor. For Northwest Pacific. Some good suggestions have come up. Oh, member for Europe, please. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I raised my flag when you were. I'm not sure if you were summarizing the item, but I just had another observation, not on the point made in terms of administrative savings. It was one which. I was slightly surprised this morning, we didn't sort of cover before lunch, which was the Secretariat's suggestion about numbers of executive committee meetings, and one which I thought this committee would be particularly interested in, but we don't seem to have commented very fully on that. Obviously, we all have to look at how we work efficiently and make as less a call on Codex funds as possible. But I just wanted to be clear in my own mind what is being proposed here in terms of numbers of executive committee sessions in the first place, and secondly, maybe a short discussion here about how we manage the work of the executive committee that fully enables us to fulfil our remit in terms of both critical review and in providing recommendations to the commission. I don't know if you want to look at that now, but it's just two questions which I'd just like to perhaps we could consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Would you like to make any specific suggestions on these two points which the committee could consider?
No. I think it's just important to look at how often do we need to meet? I mean, the Secretary suggested that we might meet in between sessions and not meet prior to the Commission meeting. That's one option. Another option might be, off the top of my head, we have a session in between meetings as suggested by the Secretariat, but then perhaps a shortened executive meeting before the next Commission meeting. That's another option. Now, there will still be costs associated with holding that summer meeting, but they may be reduced if we have a meeting for 2 days rather than over, on this session, 4 days. So that's just one idea. But I'm just kind of... I personally would be interested in knowing what the views of other members of this executive committee would be to this proposed reduction in executive committee meetings, I beg your pardon. As I say, bearing in mind that this executive committee has got an improved function for critical review in the first place, and secondly, for recommendations to the Commission. So my feeling is we need to be able to manage the work programme effectively as a committee, but I'm not quite sure how we do that. Now, one proposal, as I said, might be to have a meeting in between sessions and a shortened meeting before a commission. So that's, if you want, that would be a proposal for you to at least start discussion on.
Would any members like to give their opinion on the proposal? Advisor for Northwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We welcome this discussion around the Executive Committee. I do recall that we have had this discussion a number of previous times, not the least around the last occasion when the Executive Committee had to decide on its own number of sessions. Our feeling is that the decision to have a certain number of sessions over a biennium were based on very clear delineation of the activities and the focus of particular sessions. As we recall, that the December sessions were to focus on new work proposals, and the session around the executive committee before the commission was to focus more on the standards management and make specific recommendations. And that, in that context, I think there was a suggestion maybe there could be a shorter executive committee prior to the commission. But I do recall that that was not seen as delivering any significant financial savings. But we think still that the decision to not have an executive session was financially expedient but not strategically appropriate, and that remains our view. And as the executive committee, not the least in the context of the new strategic plan and the new focus of the executive committee, we don't think that it is appropriate to be sort of making hasty decisions on this. We should look at, if we are looking at all possible options for making efficiency gains, we would rank the sessions of the Executive Committee much higher in terms of essential expenditure before we seek to find solutions there. So our, in response to that the proposal, our view is that the Commission should continue to give high priority to scheduling the requisite number of Executive Committee sessions. And we hope that we can move along in that, at least in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you. For Northwest Pacific, are there any more views, suggestions? Are there any views which do not support these two proposals from the floor? Well, if that be so, then we could make a proposal to the Commission and let the Commission decide as to how we would like to proceed on the number of meetings of the Executive Committee. Is it that we can take a decision here?
Yes.
Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the risk of disagreeing, I'm not sure if I think that what I was looking for was a discussion on the basis of the paper here. The recommendation or a suggestion in the paper is for a reduced number of CC Executive Committee meetings in order to assist the budget. Now, you asked me for a proposal. I think that I'm just trying to sort of look at this and working in the context of budgetary restrictions. So that was the proposal I came up with. I'm not holding to that. The member advisor for NASWAP, sorry, you're hidden by the projector as always, has suggested that actually the CC Exec should continue its regular meetings. Now, I think I'm not sure whether or not we need to ask the Commission whether or not we should meet regularly. I think that's a decision that we as executive need to come to a firm conclusion on. So I think, again, I still haven't got the feeling where I say I'm not holding my proposal. If everyone agrees that we should actually be having a meeting between sessions and a meeting and a Tuesday to Friday meeting before the Commission's, then that's okay. But there will need to be a lot. We need to look at the budget and the totals, obviously, overall. So I think it's a decision for the committee. But again, I'm quite happy to be corrected if you think that's incorrect.
Is it the commission at the time? Okay. Well, on these two points, basically is the reduction in the travel expenses, which the secretary informed us that they've been able to achieve a reduction of $120,000 in 2009 over 2008, and they will give us information about what their findings are with respect to 2010. Certainly, the secretariat is finding ways to reduce the expenses in the future, particularly on the travel costs, with the support of the host and co-host governments of the committees, and that will certainly reduce the costs if the number of officers is reduced from 2 to 1. And there is likely to be substantial savings, which could perhaps be considered to be utilized for an additional session of the CCA exec. And if we can, as the proposal was from advisor from Northwest Pacific, that we have a redistribution of work between the two sessions of the executive committee, then I think it might be worthwhile. But if there are no objections or any proposals opposing this suggestion from a member from North America and member from Europe, then we can make a proposal to the Commission for consideration as to how we move forward on this. In any case, cost savings will certainly be a part of the business plan, which we are going to discuss now, and that can be used as a marketing tool. So if that is the, if that summarizes the discussion that we had just now, maybe we can move forward with Agenda 3B. Do you have any suggestion, advisor for Northwest Pacific?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't wish to prolong the discussion on this, but as we understood, and my intent of raising this issue was simply to make 2 points. One is that we've already, as the Executive Committee, noted the focus and work of the sessions of the Executive Committee as between December and pre-commission. So I believe that that has already been part of the record of this committee's discussions. So I don't believe that's an issue. So if we want to say something to the effect in this report that the committee, you know, reaffirmed its interest in having specific focus of work as between the December and the June sessions, that would be acceptable to us. But the bigger question that we want to emphasize is a recognition in this committee of the value and its support for having the full complement of executive committee sessions. Again, that was our expectation, and it was sparked by the initial intervention from the member for Europe, and that we believe, you know, that would be the outcome that we would be expecting anyway from this discussion. So those are the 2 points I wish to make. Thank you.
Yes, the points are well taken, and it will be noted in the report that the executive committee felt that this was the need for having additional sessions. It reaffirmed its opinion. And of course, as the process is, we can have a redistribution of the work during the two sessions wherever it is necessary. For example, what you said was that we have the critical review just before the commission, and the proposals for new work at the mid-session. This is what you proposed, right? WHO would like to have the floor.
Thank you. Just to make clear that whether we understand the same in this discussion. So we are having per biennium three meetings of the CC exec. The secretariat is suggesting that we could actually make do with two. Some members here suggest that we should have four. I don't see any arguments that what we have had in the past with three meetings is not sufficient. I haven't heard the argument. So I think it's if it has been functioning with three, I cannot see why we are suddenly going to four. Unless somebody comes with some arguments. I mean, it's not. I haven't heard an argument. The only argument I've heard is, well, we should have four because that's what we had originally. But we did never have four. We had one CAC every 2 years and two CC exec. Then we moved to two CAC and three CC exec. That's what has happened. So if member states or if members here of the committee is suggesting that we should go to four, I would suggest you bring forward a clear argument. If you don't, then please explain clearly here that you want to go for three, but that two of them has to be in between the meeting and one wherever you want to put it. And it cannot be difficult to explain that. But I have not understood that from the interventions until now. So I think you need to be very clear on that when you're suggesting that you should use more money for more meetings here. Thank you.
Member for Europe, please.
Thank you for the intervention from the WHO. Sorry, can I just be very clear? I was not suggesting a move to four. All I was looking for was some direction because the suggestion, and it's only a suggestion in the paper, is to move to two meetings of the CC exec. Now, if WHO is saying that we've currently got three in a biennium and that's what we've got currently utilise, and I'm confused now because I'm not quite sure when we start counting the biennium. But if the current arrangements are sufficient, then okay, I haven't got a problem with that. I just needed someone to explain that to me. If we're suggesting, however, that we're cutting a CC exec meeting out of the current schedule of meetings that we usually have, then I'm just sort of saying, is that the right way to do it? That was my only point. So is that clear? Because I'm not suggesting a move to four meetings. I'm not suggesting more money be spent on CC exec. I'm just sort of saying, are we addressing the Secretary's suggestion to have moved to two meetings? And I didn't want to go away from this CC exec without at least having raised that issue. If you're saying three is the number we currently have, then and that works, then I haven't got a problem with that. Okay. We can discuss this at another session. I haven't got a problem with that either. But, I mean, I just wanted to address that point before we left the paper, that's all. Is that clear, or do you want to explain it again? Thank you.
So, what are the views of the committee now? Yes, Madam Hollebeck, the Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The observation I would contribute to this discussion is that in the experience probably of most of the members of this executive in the room today, we experience the year that we do not have a December meeting a very heavily loaded meeting prior to the commission, in which we try to do everything that we would have done, everything in one meeting. And it leads to a very long meeting. It leads to a meeting in which we find ourselves oftentimes with not the time to do what is very important for us to do, and that is the critical review of ongoing work. We have to do critical review of ongoing work, which is normally done in the December meeting, in addition to the critical review of work going to the Commission for adoption and the new work proposals. I remember the last such meeting. It was very difficult. And I believe what we're talking about is a rethink of the distribution of work in such a way that we don't end up with that very overburdened meeting every other year before the commission. We're looking for the possibility that things could be arranged differently for this executive committee meeting, for this executive committee, so that a shorter meeting in that every other year could accomplish that the critical review of ongoing work and not have that have to be added to the commission, the executive right before the commission. That's the observation I would make, because there are consequences of that for this, for the commission, of this executive committee having that very important critical review function badly cramped on those off, on those, on that every other year. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any views from the floor? If there are no additional views, then we bring this to the notice of the Commission that this was the concern felt in the committee, in the Executive Committee, that there is a tremendous workload on alternate years before the Commission meeting when we do not have a mid-session Executive Committee that year. So if that is the proposal that we can take to the Commission. The proposal to the Commission could be that in addition to the three meetings that we have, in fact, the Executive Committee meeting just before the Commission could be a shorter meeting for consideration by the Commission, and the work distribution could be worked out by the Secretariat, and a proposal could be placed before the Commission for consideration. Could it be done for this Commission? Can we do this for this Commission? I'll say that again, but member for North South West Pacific would like to take the floor first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Perhaps instead of talking about an additional meeting of the executive, taking into consideration what Madam Chair said about the additional workload when we have to carry out the monitoring of standards under review, the critical review of standards for adoption, the critical review of new work, perhaps in those years the executive committee could be extended by a day. Currently we start on Tuesday, perhaps starting on Monday. I know I can see raised eyebrows, it means two whole weeks of doing this, but alternatively, maybe we look at the agenda and there are other items on the agenda that we don't necessarily need to look at, and that for those specific executive meetings, the priorities are to do those critical review functions, and we make a conscious decision that we don't need to discuss some of the other issues that we have on our agenda, which we discuss again next week. So that would be an alternative option to extending the meetings or trying to find funds to have an additional meeting later in the year.
Thank you. Well, the idea of having a shorter meeting and a regular meeting every year was to decrease the workload just before the commission. And if we increase one day more just before the commission, well, that would be further increasing the workload at that point of time. And it's really telling on everybody. The proposal that came from Member for Europe and from you earlier was if we could have a regular meeting of the Executive Committee, say in December, a midterm regular meeting, which could be a full meeting, and a shorter meeting just before the Commission every year. That would mean four meetings, two full meetings and two shorter meetings every biennium. And we have the redistribution of work on those lines, perhaps with some savings from other places, we should be able to manage that. That is how we could make
refunds of other loss of participants.
Well, so if we can make a note in the report, also the suggestion that the member from NASWAP had made that in years when we do not have the executive committee meeting in the midterm, we do not have additional workload just before the commission meeting, which would mean that we take off certain activities, certain things that can be taken off, but the important things like the critical review will still have to be kept in. So with this proposal, on this note, we make this proposal to the Commission for consideration, and of course the costs will have to be worked out. If that fairly concludes the discussion, then could we move forward? The coordinator for Africa would like to have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am still not very clear what proposal we are making to the Commission. The notes we have before us indicated in the preamble some issues identified in the report. One, that the Executive Committee shall normally meet immediately prior to each session of the Commission, and then it detailed out some of the issues that have come up. I'm not sure what we are going to the Commission now for. Are we asking for three meetings? are we asking for flexible meetings based on workload? Can we be a little clearer so we will know what we are asking for? I'm not clear. Thank you.
Thank you. The proposal that we are making to the Commission is that we would have 4 executive committee sessions per biennium. 2 will be full meetings, which would be the midterm meetings, let's say December or November, whatever the dates are, and shorter meetings just before the Commission. This is one part of it. The other part of it is that the, in case for some reason we do not have the full meeting of the Executive Committee in December, the midterm meeting, in those years we do not take a full agenda for the Executive Committee because of the shorter duration of the meeting, and we focus only on the essential part of the committee meeting, which would mean the critical review or any other essential agenda that we need to take up. We would not take up the full usual agenda that we have during the midterm sessions. That is the proposal we need to take to the Commission. Okay. Any other comments, please? FAO would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a small comment on the December meeting, which is the between session meeting of the Executive Committee. I think we should agree that this should be held always in Rome, because to contain also the cost of traveling for the staff of the Secretariat outside, because it's not behind any session. Therefore, if it is in Rome, then we reduce the cost from the Secretariat. Thank you.
That's a good suggestion. That will help to reduce the costs. And if the Commission agrees with the proposal, then this can certainly be a possibility. WHO would like to have the floor.
No, it's just again to clarify, at least for myself. So we have now, or you are now deciding to increase the cost that relates to the CCXEC, because you are now moving from 3 to 4 meetings. So I will go back to my original argument and say that if you are doing so, one, you should argue why that is necessary, and I have still not heard that. I've heard that you should spread the work out, and that might be true, but I haven't heard a convincing argument why you should increase the number of meetings with 33%. I still haven't heard that. The suggestion in this paper was to go down to 2 instead of 3, and now you're suggesting 4 instead of 3. This means that the budget, if it is the same, we will have to find ways of upsetting that in other parts of the budget. And so maybe it would also be interesting for the committee to think about what you would suggest there. It is, of course, always easier to suggest something that will incur more costs. It's always more difficult to find out where you should then cut. But if the executive committee really functions as an executive committee, you should actually also look at that and say, maybe you should find cost savings in this or that area. I don't know. I don't know if it's possible. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. The idea was that we certainly reduce the workload at the executive committee just before the commission session, which would mean that we have a full session midterm and we have a shorter session before the commission. The idea was to reduce the workload and to redistribute the agenda items, the issues to be discussed in such a manner that the work of the executive committee is discharged in a useful manner and without having much workload. That was the reason why the proposal came for one additional executive committee. But remember, the two executive committee meetings which would be held just before the commission session would be shorter sessions and not full sessions. That was the proposal. Certainly, there will be cost implications. I just heard the secretary saying that the cost of having the executive committee meeting in Rome is more expensive than having it elsewhere. Well, the... You would like to have the floor, please? Okay.
We are talking now about three options. Two? Three as it was, as remains as it is, and four. And each one has its implications in terms of work as in terms of cost. What I would suggest is that we could ask the secretariat to have a paper at the next session where analyze the situation, the cost implications, work implication as well, and let's have an informed discussion here on the subject and decide what to propose to the Commission.
Member for Europe, please.
Yeah, I would definitely second that proposal. Thank you very much. Very sensible.
Are there any views? Are there any views other than what has been proposed and seconded just now? Okay. Well, then we can move in that direction. The secretariat would prepare a paper working out. Then the paper can discuss or analyze the cost implications, but also if analyzing all the three situations and in each situation the distribution or redistribution of the workload can also be a part of that paper and brought before the executive committee at its next session, which would mean that we do not take any proposal to the Commission at this stage. Okay. Have a paper prepared and bring it before the next session. Okay. Thank you. We could now move over to the next agenda, which is the business plan. May I request the secretary to introduce the agenda, and then we invite the member for Northwest Pacific to present the business plan.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, that was the proposal of the business plan was proposed by the delegation of Australia and New Zealand. So that was in relation to the discussion of the budget. And we have already considered different proposals in the previous session. And that was also always in relation to the discussion on business. And that was it was agreed at the last session that they would redo the paper with the assistance from FAO and WHO, because that's related to budget, and especially to see the relationship with the new structure of the program of work and budget. So that was redone in cooperation with FAO and WHO. So that's all. From our side. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretariat. May I request Member for Northwest Pacific to present the new or revised business plan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, I'd like to thank the Secretariat and FAO and WHO for their support and their assistance in the preparation of this document. Members will recall that in December we discussed a draft framework for a business plan, which had been developed also with the assistance of the parent bodies and the Secretariat. Members will recall that the objective of this business plan is to establish important linkages between the midterm plans of FAO and WHO and the strategic vision statement of Codex. Importantly, it will be used to illustrate the allocation of resources to activities vis-a-vis food safety, quality, and in turn will also provide indicators to measure the outputs of these activities. Importantly, at the executive meeting in June last year, the Codex Secretariat also acknowledged that the new results-based budgeting system of the FAO would require similar exercises to those proposed in the business plan. The representative of WHO indicated that the business plan would prove useful in planning of Codex activities and enable results-based management already in place in WHO. It also was noted that the business plan could allow better coordination in the budget planning by FAO and WHO by serving as a uniform communication tool from Codex to the parent bodies. We further developed the business plan at Attachment 1 in the document and concentrated on activities 1.1 to 1.4 of the Codex strategic plan, as discussed in December. We including the outputs of measurable indicators, which have been reduced and refined to more accurately reflect the type of activities that we're undertaking. In future years, we would envisage that this would only require minor adjustments to maintain linkages with the midterm plans of FAO and WHO, and also the strategic vision statement of Codex, or to include new activities if and when they're identified. The draft is yet to include actual figures for the planned activities, as these were not available at the time of revising the document. However, in order to finalise the plan, the Codex Secretariat could input these figures. And I believe the figures from Table 2 in the financial and budget paper we've just been discussing could easily be transposed to complete the business plan. We're asking the Executive Committee to commend the business plan to the parent bodies for use in their planning and reporting process as an appropriate tool for the next biennium. Australia and New Zealand have been pleased to contribute to the development of the plan, and we now believe we've taken it as far as possible, and it's now up to the parent bodies and the Codex Secretariat to take this approach forward in their future reporting and planning mechanisms. We'd like to invite comments from members.
Thank you, Member for Northwest Pacific. Certainly the present version of the business plan prepared by Australia and New Zealand with the assistance of FAO and WHO is in response to the discussions that we had at the last executive committee and is in line with the new results-based budgeting of FAO and, of course, the WHO. The executive committee needs to examine as to how it helps in appropriate planning and getting additional resources, how it will be used as a marketing tool for the Codex activities, and to get the due importance that it already has and to enhance that importance at all levels in the FAO and WHO. We would like to have some discussions on this and then work out as to how to take this forward for implementation. Can we have the comments from the floor, please? Member for North America, please.
Thank you, Chair. We'd certainly like to commend Australia and New Zealand for their work in developing this plan, model, along with the Secretariat and others. In our view, it provides for a clear linkage between the activities undertaken by CODEX and the strategic objectives of the Commission and its parent organizations. We also support the fact that contributions from host governments are recognized in this. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. Coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to also recognize the importance of this activity and the document that Australia and New Zealand, with the support from WHO, FAO, and the Secretariat, has brought to the Executive Committee. On page 6 of the document, I would like us to look at the proposed table and possibly include two columns that will make the information even more valuable. Page 6. Section 2, activity resources. I am thinking that if we have information on the data on the previous budget, the allocation that was used at the previous budget as against the proposed. So you have the what was used in the last biennium or the last budget, and then the column here says percent of overall budget allocated to this activity. That information will be useful for issues of talking about justification and also explaining why either more resources are needed or where savings have been made, that inserting a column on the previous allocation will be useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa. So could you please tell us what exactly will be the column headings in your proposal?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It will be previous budget, the previous budget. Yes. So we have a previous budget, maybe it was $2 million. Current proposed budget is $6 million. Then the variation will be seen easily, and one can make a contribution. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd also like to thank everyone involved in development of the business plan. I think it's good to have a business plan. It's the bottom line. I think there are a couple of observations, and maybe if someone could respond. One is, I think of the two documents, the strategic plans are very important, and a business plan sits underneath a strategic plan. So I noticed that that this is linked to the strategic plan in some elements. So I think it's that's just an observation. I think it's very, very important. So it sits underneath the strategic plan. So we need to think about, as a committee, how CODEX can position the strategic plan and how it presents the business plan information in relation to that. So that's my first observation. The second observation is, having been involved in doing our own organisational business plan, it is extremely difficult to set out under activity headings what proportion of money you're spending, because sometimes money can go, for example, activity 1.3 and 1.4, or section 1 and section 2. Now, the activity plan is quite specific in allocating budgets to resources under each section. So I just kind of interested again as to how, and I'm not an accountant, but how that can be, that can form a meaningful whole, because there will be some decisions to be made in terms of splitting off. For example, there's a split between food safety and food quality. Now, it's codex standards sometimes are both in them. And so how are you going to sort of say, well, X amount of money was spent on the safety element of it and X amount of money was spent on the quality element of it? So I think there's an issue there about how the information is derived and how it's presented. But overall, I mean, I agree that we definitely, the business plan is invaluable, but I just have some questions as to how the information is presented and how it's presented alongside the strategic plan. Thank you.
FAO would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first thank Australia and New Zealand for this very interesting document. I think it's a valuable input into the Codex process. FAO is of the opinion that an organization like Codex needs a strategic plan and also a business plan that underpins the strategic plan. I think it's important that this business plan, as proposed here, and could be, of course, improved to take into account the latest development in FAO and WHO and its and their budgeting requirements, but also should be a tool for attracting some additional resources from particularly voluntary contributions from donor countries that would complement the resources that might be available from FAO and WHO to carry out the plan. I think the proposal also, the suggestions from the member from Europe are indeed very, very, very interesting and very pertinent, I guess, to improve the document. In a shell, I think we support the proposal. I think we need to develop an action plan. And I, from my experience, we have, particularly in the Standard and Trade Development Facility, the SCDF, when it was created in 2002, 2003, one of the things that made it really get out and to the public and get resources from outside is the development in 2005 of a business plan that attracted both the attention of membership, but also the attention of donors, and from there it became a sizable and an important program. I think Codex needs also a business plan of the sort that would give it the necessary visibility outside and possibly attract some additional voluntary funding from the donor community. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. WHO would like to have the floor.
WHO just wants to say that we agree with FAO.
Thank you, WHO. That was short and crisp. Well, we do see enough support for the business plan. That support was there last year also. But the document that has now been prepared has certainly developed a lot of interest in using this business plan as a marketing tool for additional resources. Data will have to be entered into it. And of course, it will be extremely useful to continue with this plan linked up with the strategic plan, which has a direct relationship with the budgeting, programming, and the strategic plan of FAO and WHO. Those linkages will help to promote the Codex for additional resources. and we need to use this as a tool to communicate and market the Codex activities. While the secretariat would be entering the information into it, we still need to have a consensus on the format of the business plan that has been proposed today. Yes. So, do we agree on the formatting of the business plan proposal that has been made today? This would need an additional work to be done by the secretariat in filling up the information. The second point that was raised by the member from Europe was how do we make allocations activity-wise? Are there any suggestions on these two points? The secretary would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, in fact, a lot of the activities, as we discussed previously in the budget, that corresponds to the structure of the budget, so the figures would be more or less the same, in fact, to have by commodity committees or commission, etc. Committee on methods, committee on inspection, certification, that we have the figures on the cost. We would have also the contribution from host country, if it's fine for host countries to give us the information, so that's fine. But exactly as the member for Europe explained, sometimes the percentage is not so easy to calculate, so perhaps, you know, that would be perhaps the first time we do it, we put some estimation of the percentage, or we'll do it at the best of our knowledge, and then we can perhaps explain. There will be also some narrative in explaining that perhaps there are also some general costs, and some remark which we made also in the budget paper at the beginning of a biennium. Sometime we have not got the exact budget code, so there is still something put to a general code. That's what we explained about the beginning of 2008, where you see some figures in the general account, and that was the same also at the beginning of 2010. For example, some the cost of documentation or any activities related to a specific committee could not be entered as related to that committee, because it went into a general budget code at the beginning of the, for the three or four first months of the year, so that we would know that we'd see some uncertainty, or it's not really possible at that stage to put the percentage. But we will, of course, try to put it at the best of the, as best possible. And that's also why the structure of the budget was described to correspond to the activities, and that corresponds to what we have in this proposal. So that will not be difficult to put the actual figures. So I understand perhaps that would be part of the budget reporting, and we would be we would present the budget perhaps with the more general figure. And I think also the proposal mentioned by the coordinator for Africa regarding the previous budget that we also have, we had from an overall figure. We presented the previous biennium, which we do every time, so we can also put as far as the budget codes in previous biennium corresponded, we will also try to put the corresponding figure. As far as possible, we will try to put all the information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. If the committee can agree to the business plan document prepared by Australia and New Zealand with the help of FAO and WHO, with the modification proposed by the coordinator for Africa, we can. FAO would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just heard the response from the secretariat. I think that's very useful, and we are pleased that the secretariat will take this this work in the for the next hopefully next session of the CC exec. But I think also it may require someone that has some help, and I hope that the Secretariat will be able to also get some external help to and probably engage the Australia and New Zealand, the originator of the document in this, so that we have a document that would be close to something that you will agree with at the next meeting. So let's use some external resources to help the Secretariat put it together.
The Secretariat wants to have the floor on this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's just to clarify that the figures we already have, we have them in the budget. These are FAO figures, FAO and WHO. That's from our accounting process, so that's something we already have. So that does not really require any extra. We're presenting these figures in any case for FAO and for the budget, so we already have these figures, and we already have to report on the budget in any case within FAO, so I don't think that would involve too much extra work, and that would be fine as it is. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. It was a suggestion by FAO for you to consider in case you find it useful. Well, on this note, we take this proposal to the Commission, inform the Commission that this is what the Executive Committee felt, and we move forward on that basis. The Committee would like to thank Australia and New Zealand who have prepared this document, which has been extremely useful, with the assistance of FAO and WHO. And we take this forward. We hope that this will result in better future, better resources for the Codex. Thank you. We have 15 minutes to go for the tea break. We can take up the next agenda, which is Agenda number 4A, implementation of the general implementation status. And in this, we take up implementation of the Codex strategic plan. I would request the Secretary to introduce the agenda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we have been discussing the functions of the Executive Committee, one of its functions was to monitor the implementation of the strategic plan. So that's one of its important functions. So we have been updating the plan as we do for each section. So there is a checklist of the activities. And as usual, we will note that a number of activities are addressed under other agenda items, whether in the Commission or in this committee or in a lot of other committees. And first of all, on goal one, so we will try to go by activity except when it's really ongoing and the task of other committees. So that's activity 1.1 to 1.5. These are all the ongoing work of the committee, so we have indicated that they will all be for consideration at the Commission, documents which are listed in the notes, and all... Oh, sorry, Mr. Chairman, please.
Sorry to interrupt the Secretariat. We've had extensive discussions at the last Executive Committee. For the sake of brevity, maybe we could take up updates on different activities on the strategic plan.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, yeah, in fact, in the first activity, there are all the standards and the standard which will be proposed to the Commission regarding different activities corresponding to what we just discussed on the business plan, including antimicrobial resistance under 1.5. Maybe we want to give some update on 1.6 in risk management framework. There is no update as regards the Committee on Veterinary Drugs because it will be, the next session will be held from 30th of August of this year, so that will be further discussed. Regarding the Committee on Pesticide Residues, it is still in the process of revision of the risk analysis principle, so that's underway. And also the pilot project, which we just discussed under new work, that's part of this new risk management framework, and that's an important new issue. And that's update from the last session, because it was at the last session of the Committee on Pesticide Residues. Other are ongoing, like 1.7, 1.8, and I will stop here at activity number one, perhaps to see if we have some comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there any comments on Goal 1, which are essentially ongoing activities? I see no flags, so we could move over to Goal 2, which is promoting widest and consistent application of scientific principles and risk analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the first point on this one, there is also an important update, review of the consistency of risk analysis principles. The time frame was completed by 2011. There were some new risk analysis policy documents adopted in the meantime. The one for the Committee on Nutrition that was adopted by the last session. So that was also taken into account in the review of risk analysis principles. And in a similar way, the document from the Committee on Food Hygiene was finalized and endorsed by the Committee on General Principles and submitted for adoption to the next session of the Commission. So in the review, these two latest risk analysis documents were also considered. The Committee on General Principles at its last session considered the review document and agreed that in general the existing risk analysis documents were consistent with the working principles on risk analysis, and also agreed to forward to all the committees which have established risk analysis policies to send to all these committees CL1, which was the document on the review presented to the Committee on General Principles. So that would thereby complete this activity, and the committees would be moving to the second activity, 2.2, review of risk analysis principles. That follows the completion, so the review was forwarded to the relevant committees for further discussion, because there were some specific proposals, but on the overall perspective, the Committee on General Principles agreed that there was general consistency. So that, and of course, concurrently, there are still some discussion which is ongoing in some committees, as we mentioned before, on their risk analysis principles and approach. So that was completed. Also, the communication with subsidiary bodies and the scientific bodies. This is under an item on FAO other activities, which we will consider FAO and WHO activities and document CAC 103315. So that's also an ongoing. And similarly, regarding the criteria, that was completed. So that should also. For the following activities, that would complete activity point, activity number two, so we can have a general discussion if needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. Are there any comments on the update provided on Goal 2? I see no flags. We could move over to Goal 3, and I would request the Secretary to update us on Goal 3, the strengthening codex work management capabilities.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first activity 3.1, review of the criteria, that was the work of which was completed at the last session of the Executive Committee, and that's completed. The revised amendments on the criteria are for adoption by the Commission. There were some changes to the procedural manual that was also endorsed by the Committee on General Principles, so that's that was to clarify the application of the criteria. Regarding standards management, that's a critical review we have just completed. Regarding the committee-specific decision-making, the activity is also completed. Some committees have specific decision-making criteria, and other committees considered that the general criteria were adequate. So that was already completed. There is a list of the committees which have developed specific criteria. Regarding 3.4, that was discussed at the last session of the committee because it had not been taken up so far due to a lot of other activities, and that's for consideration. So what we have been doing following the request of the last session, this was studied in conjunction with the study on the speed of standards, and we looked at the different work management approaches in the various committees, and that will be considered. So Mr. Chairman, through you, we could suggest that it should be considered specifically under agenda item 5, because in fact here we are just checking whether the activities are underway or completed, but the substance perhaps of the discussion would be more for consideration under agenda item 5 on the speed of standard. And the following activity would follow on 3.4, which we have now undertaken. Regarding the other activities, there are regarding scientific advice, and that's also ongoing. The 3.7 on the evaluation will be considered under the next agenda item, and the last activity was also completed. So I will stop here, Mr. Chairman, concerning goal number 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Would you like to update the committee on the status of the committee-specific criteria pertaining to the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables and Processed Fruits and Vegetables? Apparently, this is an activity which is still not completed or still to be completed because the sessions have not been held. Would you like to update?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There were some specific questions. In fact, it had been completed in the sense that the committees, like all the cycle of an entire cycle of committees in the biennium, had looked at the criteria and they had replied that the current criteria were adequate. But there were some additional questions put forward to the committees regarding the criteria when we were looking at the monitoring of standard at the last session, and the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables has not yet replied because the next session will be held at the end of October of this year. So that was that will be for consideration. And in the meantime, the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetable has met and had addressed some of the questions already put forward by the Executive Committee. So that would be they had decided on their management approach, and perhaps we could defer to the chair of this committee, which is present in the room. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Would the chair of FFE like to make a comment? No? Okay. All right. Well, that is the update on Goal 3. Are there any comments from the floor? We are certainly going to discuss the speed of the codex setting process under Agenda 5, and we will take up recommendations, general recommendations at that stage, and also the capacity of the Codex Secretariat, which we have already discussed the last CC exec, but is coming up next on the agenda. If there are no comments, we can move to goal 4, promoting cooperation between Codex and other relevant international organizations. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is also an ongoing activity, but at the last session of the Executive Committee, there was substantial discussion on how this should be presented, because it was true that this document, which is now CAC 10-33-12, was sometimes just put with general indication, and it was not really presented according to the activities. So what we have tried to do this time in this document, which is, of course, for consideration by the Commission, is that we have put the activities first according to the activities 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3 as far as the information was available, and that's for the standard setting bodies track the activities of other organizations. So that was to indicate how we are participating, how the Codex Secretaries, what type of information we receive, how we are following, and how we report, how it is reported also, as usual it is reported by contributions also from the organizations themselves, and that we will have in a series of the information documents for the commission, and that includes WTO, IAEA, UNEC, and OECD, IOC, several of them. That's mostly with the exception of ISO. They are all governmental organizations or UN organizations, and the only NGO in that case is ISO, so that we have also put this information. On 4.2 would encourage Codex contributions, so we also indicated in the document how the Codex Secretariat participate, for example, in UNEC meetings for fruit and vegetables or other organizations. That's for standard setting bodies, so that's of course not applicable for WTO. For WTO, we indicated how we participate, and there are specific communications from WTO also presented to the Commission. And 4.3, encourage contribution from other international bodies in Codex work. There is, especially for organizations like OIE, there is quite a lot of detail. We have all the cross-references between the standards of Codex, which have reference to OIE standards, and OIE standards where Codex work was also taken into account, and how we participate in the work of these organizations. So we put the information as detailed as possible when we have this information. On 4.4, there is that specifically for OIE and IPPC, we have a short explanation in this paper concerning relationship with IPPC, and as mentioned above regarding OIE, there is also a lot of detail. On 4.5, that was an activity which was considered by regional coordinating committees. And in fact, it was completed in 2009. And the question that we had is that the last session, there was also some discussion on this issue, and saying there would need to be some synthesis, some analysis of the current of the replies. But what we would propose is that now we are initiating a new cycle of coordinating committees, and that if the executive committee might wish to suggest to the commission that we put the same question to the coordinating committees, and then perhaps we'll get more information, because during the last cycle of coordinating committees, the replies were a little different according to the committees, and it was not so easy to draw some synthesis, or that was not perhaps discussed in so much detail. So that would be also a possibility to look at this coordination at the national and regional level, which is the other part of the cooperation with other organizations, and why the other activities look at the international level. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for activity 4. That's all.
Thank you, Secretary. Well, certainly this is a useful exercise. It has got a capacity building angle also. So information on the work of the coordinating committees is a useful thing and perhaps needs to be continued. If the committee can agree on the proposal, on the suggestion made by the Secretariat, that we recommend to the Commission that they ask the coordinating committees to continue this, continue providing feedback on the interdisciplinary coordination at the national and regional level. I see nodding heads. So are there any comments on the other activities, including this activity of Goal 4? If there are no comments, we move to goal number 5. Maybe we can finish goal 5 before the tea break, promoting maximum and effective participation of members. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, these also quite
a number. Would you like to take it on?
Sorry,
No.
Just to present very shortly, because that's more responsibility, of course, of FAO and WHO. That's in participation, so that will include the trust fund, which we will do in the next item. The comments and all these issues are either completed, like the holding of the sessions held in developing countries, which went to a more general discussion on co-hosting and improving the process for letters of agreement. So there are some recommendations on how to provide more information to the countries. So that was completed as well. And the other organizations are also specifically for... Yeah, these other aspects were for FAO. And the other activity which is ongoing and which is also related to the work of the regional committees that strengthen contact point participation of NGOs, so these are also in the questionnaire, in the circular letters that were already sent to the coordinating committees. And since they will be held between September 2010 and February 2011. That will be, we'll have the report for the next session of the Commission. So that would be, as regards communication, perhaps we can have some update. Perhaps my colleague wants to give some update on that, if you don't do communication. Want to add? No, or perhaps ask the FAO in the meantime. Perhaps ask FAO.
FAO would like to supplement on what this Secretariat has just informed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to refer to 5.1 to inform the Executive Committee that over and beyond this important document that is mentioned here on Codex, that that we see we have an information paper under 10, and that is the FAO report that it carried out on this question of reinforcing the participation of developing countries in for Codex and the CACC, and that so that paper is going to be ready next week only. So I think that at the last session we had the opportunity to talk to you a little bit about this already. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat to provide an update on activity 5.6, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It was not quite clear to me whether we do that at this one or at the next item, because there we're also going to talk about communication and improving the website. Just for the time being, during the last year, we have worked on a project to redesign the Codex website. You're not seeing anything about that now because it's kind of happening under the surface, because we're rewriting it in a new system which will allow us to give more features in the future. So from September onwards, the new website will be online and it will have interactive features, for instance, as a start, just that people can log in and review and change their own data, which is already good. And then we continue from that with more interactive features in the future. We are also producing a new, apart from the website, we're also producing a new DVD with collecting all the videos that we have done on Codex, also for contact points to use in presentations on Codex. We continue to regularly issue the Codex newsletter. We also thinking there about asking the contact points in the future, what would you like to see in it? How would you like to see this new, to use this newsletter? What should be contained in it? Or should we continue it at all? Should we spend time on that? So that's also a question. Up to now, we got some good comments, but as a general idea, how much is this used? And the same thing we're also planning to do concerning the audio recording. As you know, the sessions of the executive committee and the commission are being audio recorded. The audio recordings are being put on the Codex website. But also there, we want to review how much is this actually used, just to get a better feeling on where we should concentrate the lesser means that we will have in the future with the best impact. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat, for the update. We might... Member for Europe would like to have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just under that activity 5.6, we previously discussed the strategic plan and the business plan. Might be worth thinking about how we promote those two, because those could be also used, as the Chair himself has mentioned, used as a marketing tool, and FAO were very keen to also use it to attract funding. So I think that maybe we should make allowance for that somewhere in there in terms of going forward under this activity.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Are there any other comments? Vice Chair Maniendo would like to take the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm interested in activity 5.4. The update says reports from FAO, WHO on countries whose national structure and codex contact points have been supported. My intervention, Mr. Chairman, here is the need for us as a CC exec to try and do something a little bit more, especially for the countries who don't have the National Codex Committee. I'd like to hear from probably FAO on what measures are being put in place to assist those countries, especially developing countries, in having their national codex contact points strengthened. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Maniendo. Would FAO like to respond, please?
I always love to be taken by surprise. Cambio para el español.
So I'll move to Spanish. With pleasure, Chair. I would say that the strengthening of national programs and the Codex contact point is a priority for our division and for our whole organization. And this is done through a series of mechanisms, and one of these is through cooperation between developing countries. For example, there's a series of activities where we have consultants working for the organizations in for Paraguay, for example. Through our organization, they've received technical assistance and provided that to other countries, for example, in Africa, to strengthen the contact points there. And that is just one example. Now, FAO has also supported member countries but in implementing specific projects for strengthening contact points and national focal points and CODACs, and the Commission will also be receiving a report on that. there is a document that was prepared by our organization specifically to respond to that matter. And I don't know if you want to me to talk about it more in detail at this stage, but for the commission, there will be a report saying exactly which projects, etc. In fact, I'd like to refer to a working document that we have prepared for the commission, which is document CX 1033-15 addendum 1, where we'll include some of the specific programs dealing with these issues on this point. Now, there will be a specific document, an analysis of information compiled by organization on projects that have been carried out and lessons learned by the organization on these consultations and this assessment. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Are there any other comments, please? Well, I have just 2 points to make. One is on 5.6, is about the audio recordings. Earlier, we had taken a decision that audio recordings would be made and they would be hosted on the Codex site. We need to ask the Codex contact points, maybe through the coordinating committees, to what extent these audio recordings have been used. There is a cost to it, there is a, in terms of time, in terms of resources, in terms of money, in terms of space on the server. We need to take a call on this. Should this exercise be continued? Audio recordings, or is it not necessary? Or is it too early to talk about it? May I have some views from the floor, please? Advisor for North America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering, actually, if that type of information wouldn't be made available through the analysis of the number of hits on the Codex website. That's essentially would be, you know, informative to us on whether that type of section of the website is actually visited and therefore used.
Member for Access, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to add to the Codex contact points. Members might not recall, but the audio recordings, particularly of the Executive Committee, was in response to concerns about transparency, and those concerns were largely raised by observer organisations who felt they were being cut out of the private discussions that we supposedly had in the Executive Committee. So just asking the coordinating committees and the Codex contact points might not be a good indication. So I'm not sure how you would go about it, but it would be interesting to know whether the observer countries actually have, the observer organisations have actually used the audio recordings. From Australia's perspective, we actually can't access them because our server blocks the use of YouTube. So if we wanted to use them, we'd have to get special clearance through our IT security. So you don't need to send us a questionnaire.
Thank you. The coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, please.
Thank you, Chairman. As Mexico sees things, as coordinator for fresh fruit and vegetables, the 17 meetings that we have held, there we have all the audio recordings from the first meeting until today, but they've never really been used. Just to give you an example, thank you very much.
Thank you. The coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The issue of the audio recording and the other items listed, I think, provides opportunity for different modes of communication. But the reality facing many in developing countries is the bandwidth challenges, making it almost impossible to download anything. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I suppose the These are the views that have been expressed by the members of the committee, and Secretariat would take note of this while reviewing this activity. Thank you. One last point that I thought we will raise this in this committee is that this strategic plan is for the period, 5-year period, 2008-13. We are almost at the mid of the strategic plan implementation. There are lots of activities that have been completed. There are new activities that probably need to be taken up. And we also need to plan for the next strategic plan for the next 5 years. Just wanted to have a sense of the committee on as to how we proceed forward. Should we prepare a questionnaire which could be sent out to the coordinating committees, to the members? How the new plan should be structured? Should we add different components? Should the formatting should be different? How should it serve the needs of the codex better than it has served until now? Is something which I thought we might discuss it at this executive committee and take a view on this. Maybe what we could do is we could come back from tea and we have some opportunity to discuss it informally and then come back and discuss this point. We break for tea and come back at 4:33. Thank you.